Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And we are just thrilled that you joined us today. This is week number two of our series called Tightrope, where we're talking about the things that we hold in tension, these theological truths, this reality that God is all powerful and we are all responsible. We talked about last week, you know, how some people strap everything onto their back and think everything's their responsibility. So they kind of take God's place in some ways. And then the flip side of that coin is some people just say, well, everything is God's responsibility, so I don't have any responsibility. And they kind of fall into the ditch of complacency. So we're talking about how, as Christians, we hold these two tensions really with both hands, and we kind of live in the middle. And really the emphasis of this week, we were in week two introduced to Esther and to Mordecai, her adoptive father in a lot of ways, and they taught us some lessons. They taught us about culture and Persia, and really our culture as well, that culture tends to say that what you have is more important than who you are. And in particular, in Persian culture, it was money, wealth, and power. And in the United States, it's typically money, wealth, and power. In Persian culture, for young women, it was how you looked. And for men, it was more about the wealth that you have and the power that you hold. And in our country, it's not always that way, but generally speaking, we've seen that across history in our country as well. And so we really tried to focus on the reality that everything that we want, you know, beauty, wealth, and power, all of those things, we are going to have as believers eternally. But God is the one who's all powerful. And so we have to live out of a sense of purpose, that our job today, our purpose today, is to enjoy Him today in preparation for eternity. That gives us a post, that gives us an assignment, a mission, really, to live from. That was the second idea, that Esther really teaches us that we're missionaries. We talked about our core value of reaching priority. You know, when we say that, we say reaching priority means that we are missionaries. So we do whatever it takes. This is our assignment. We do whatever it takes to reach the one. And over the last 18 months to 2 years, I've tried to encourage us as much as possible to have a person that that you're praying for consistently, investing in relationally, and that you are inviting constantly, that you're constantly inviting them into relationship and fellowship with Christ. And so Christy Lowe did a great job on Sunday of talking to us about the upcoming season, where we're talking about our wide open world offering, and how she's done a really good job of keeping us connected to our long-term goers, our missionaries who are overseas, and then mobilizing us from a life group perspective to continue to serve our community. And that really led into the last idea, which is that really what we learn from the Savior is that He has given us really all that we need. You know, the scriptures say that Jesus had no beauty, no form that we would desire Him. Philippians chapter 2 says He made Himself of no reputation. Romans chapter 5 says that He manifested His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, still He came. He died for us in our place. And so what we said kind of out of that reality is that as believers, everything we want, we will ultimately find in Christ. We don't have to have all the treatments and the credentials that this world demands of us to be beautiful, to go out and try and grab, you know, power or wealth. Rather, Jesus came to say to us, you're accepted the way you are, and now I'll make you beautiful. Now I'll give you eternal wealth. You'll reign with me eternally in power. That everything we want, we ultimately have in Christ. So as we talk to people about faith, a lot of times we do a good job, you know, by saying to them, hey, let's bring a sense of reality to your life. What if you died tonight? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? But the flip side of that coin is, the follow-up question should be, what if you don't die tonight? What if you wake up tomorrow morning? Do you have a purpose? And do you have a post? Do you have an assignment, a mission, a cause that's worth living for eternally? So I'm going to pray that for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray as well. And Father, thank you that your purpose gives us a post. That God, we don't have to chase after Lord, the things that this world would push us, would disciple us towards. Rather, God, we can trust in you for those. And God, we're grateful for the blessings of those things. When you give them to us, we want to live in us with a sense of gratitude and live open-handed, live generously with those things. But at the same time, God, we want to live patiently, trusting you, putting our life in your hands. Use our life, God, as a mission to reflect light and glory to yourself. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray those ideas and realities into your life today.